blessed to be able to come together to study as we have the opportunity to do so, to worship, to just edify and encourage each other as the opportunity is given. Certainly, keeping in mind prayers those who have caught sickness or virus and had to stay home. It's always wonderful when we can come together and always look forward to the next opportunity. This morning, I'd like to go ahead and build up on top of a lesson that I had done last Sunday morning as we talked about wow factor of our God and how great He is, how much power and strength He has, all the things that He has done, all the things He promises unto us, and just continuously talk about that great power that He has. And then with the mindset of sickness going around and this virus, did a lesson on power over sickness. One thing that we can have confidence in our God, that He does have the power to heal and that He does have the power over it. He also has the power to put it upon others. And again, it's not a lesson into pointing and saying that you know, God is going to keep us from getting sick. We know that we do get sick, even as a Christian. We can get sick, we can catch a variety of diseases, but it's just a mindset that God has power over. God is in control. God can comfort us. God can strengthen us. And God can heal us. So I just want to take some time this morning and look at some verses that show us that and hopefully give us more peace and ease knowing that God is still in control. And so just the first point to bring out this morning is that God does have power over diseases, that He does have the power over sickness. And so in Exodus chapter 15, if you turn along with me there, Exodus 15, looking at verse 26, it says here, saying, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is right in His eyes, and give ear to His commandments, and keep His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. And so here as speaking to the children of Israel, making the point that those who are faithful, and of course in this instance, as they travel through the wilderness, as they're on their way to the land of Canaan, and as they leave Egypt, he's making the point that as long as they are faithful to God, God is going to continue to take care of them. He's going to continue to make sure that they are good and healthy, are able to travel, able to do. God's going to provide for them. And even further, he says, I'm going to make sure that the diseases that I put up on Egypt will not fall upon you. And so we go back to those plagues. Again, speaking about God's power and what He had done. Of course, not all of them were diseases, but they did end up, you know, having boils. They end up losing the death of the firstborn. And we see the power that God had and what God was able to do, but as much more than just what God could do, what God can keep from you, right? This is what He has promised to the children of Israel. And as you go back to the plagues, what Israel had avoided. Because even though all these things came upon the land of Egypt and all of their land and all their livestock and everything that had taken place, Israel had a way to escape it. Israel put their faith in God, and God did not have all this take place on top of them for the most part. And so, as we look at that again shows God has the power to put it on you, but God also has the power to keep it from taking place. And so, it's something as we go to God in prayer that we can pray about. Again, here in Exodus chapter 23. Exodus 23, and looking at verse 25, it says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from among you. None of you shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Again, God's blessing. He says, I will take care of you. I will take away the sickness. I will make sure that you are able to bear children and that you'll multiply greatly. Again, this is the promise all the way back to Abraham, right? That his descendants, as he told him, look into the stars. If you can number the stars, that is how many your descendants shall be. And so, God is blessing them, and it's not the only time in which we see women or mothers turn to God and about being barren and being able to bear a child. And go back to Sarah, that you know, she was barren for so long and was old, but yet God blessed her to be able to bear a child at old age. And time and again, God shows his power over our health. He shows that he has power to heal, and he has the power to cause sickness to come upon us. And so in Psalm 103, the 103rd Psalm, Psalm 103, and looking at verse 3, Psalm 103, and looking at verse 3. And it reads here, it says, "Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases." Again, who? "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits." The verse before it. He says, bless God, and forget not what comes with him. What it is, it means to be a child of God. What it means to serve such a great and awesome God. Because he is great. He is awesome. And he is powerful beyond belief, beyond understanding. And he has power over diseases. He's able to heal the sick, heal all diseases. He can cure anything. And he caused anything to come upon us. And so it should be a mindset as Christians, as followers of God, giving us comfort knowing that he does have control, that he can do as he pleases to any disease out there, anything that is out there. And we see examples throughout the scriptures. And again, we could spend a long period of time if we were to take time and look at every time in which God might have given strength to one person or healed one person or caused disease and sickness to come upon anyone. But we're just going to look at a few things here this morning in Judges chapter 16 as we consider Samson here. And it's not necessarily a sickness or anything, but more of the strength that he had, right? He was promised unto his parents. The Lord promised to his parents that he would be blessed and that he was supposed to be dedicated as a Nazarite. That through him that he was going to punish the Philistines. And he does. He goes and punishes the Philistines. He has an unimaginable strength to be able to go out and fight a whole army of Philistines on his own. And yet, when he cut his hair, he lost his strength because he did not really focus on that point that the strength actually came from God. But he was like, well, it's all in my hair, and that's what he tells his wife. And yes, that was part of it. But in chapter 16, verse 28, when he gains his strength back, it comes to that mindset of who gave it to him. It says, "Then Samson called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once, O God, that I may avenge the Philistines for my two eyes." And so here, how did he get his strength back? Because he does get his strength back. He puts his hands on those pillars and he destroys and kills more Philistines at that point than he ever had. But it came from God. God's the one that was able to give him the strength. God was able to remove the strength and God was able to give it back. God had power over his body. Again, in 2 Kings, turn along with me here to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 20. And looking at 5 and 6. 2 Kings 20 and verses 5 and 6. It says, "Turn back and say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you in the city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake." And so here he blesses Hezekiah, right? Here he is, he's on the deathbed, he's not knowing, he prays to God, and God hears him, and he sends back the prophet and says, "This is what you need to tell him. And on the third day, you're going to gain 15 years. You're going to get an extra 15 years." Again, because God has the power to do it. God has power over sickness, over age, over, you know, again, you go back and study Genesis and read how long people lived. Think about how much time they traveled. And you think about Israel wandering through the wilderness and everything that they had went through. And yet God continued to be able to provide for them and give to them and help them. God has power over sickness. God has power over our health. We see it time and again as Jesus lived his life upon this earth in Mark chapter 5 and verse 34. Mark chapter 5 and in verse 34. Here it reads and says, "And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Now it was her faith that helped her be healed, but it was our Lord, our God, that did end up healing her. And mindset again, time and again through the scriptures here, just within this chapter, we see it again in Mark chapter 5 and verse 35. "And while he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But in verse 41 and 42, taking her by the hand, he said to her, Talitha kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the girl got up, began walking, 12 years of age, and were immediately overcome with amazement." And so here, God has blessed and blessed the family by raising her from the dead. Not just sickness, but over death. God was able to heal her, able to raise her from the dead. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 23, Luke chapter 5, and in verse 23, it says here, "Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who is paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And immediately, he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on, and went home and glorified God. And so again, here we see men bring another man, and they cannot get in, and so they lie over him. And because of their faith and his faith, Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." But everybody was astonished. Who can say that? And so to prove to them, he gives them a sign, again, that he has power over this illness, over this lame man. And heals him. And he's able to immediately get up, take his bed, and walk out. That's the power God has. That's the power our Lord has over diseases, over sickness. It's amazement as you consider all these things. Again, he even gives it to his disciples as they went forward to teach, and so as signs to prove that they were truly teaching in the name of the Lord. In Acts chapter 3, in verse 6, Acts chapter 3 and verse 6, it says, "But Peter said, I have no silver or gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up he stood and began to walk and enter the temple, and walking and leaping and praising God." Again, this man didn't just stumble around. He didn't just do some exercises and over therapy over a certain amount of time, gain his strength back. It's immediately when God healed him, when the apostles healed him, these men got up and immediately there was strength. And they knew what to do. And he was able to leap for joy. He was able to leap up. That's the power of our God. So when we have a mindset of the diseases of this world, and who do we turn to, who do we go to? Yes, the wisdom of men and doctors are good to know and have. God is the one that grants us with that wisdom. God is the one that grants us with that knowledge. God is the one that lets us know what we can and cannot. Because God is the one that ultimately has the power over all these diseases, over every thing. In Matthew 4 and verse 23, it says here, it says, "And he went throughout all of Galilee and teaching in synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people." Every disease. We know that he healed the blind, he healed the lame, he raised a couple people from the dead. He healed leprosy. He
again, he cleansed sin diseases. He has the power over all. And again, that's what it says in Matthew 9 and verse 35. Every disease. There's nothing that our God cannot. Nothing that he cannot. Again, just in that mindset of our lesson last Sunday morning, it should give us that wow factor, that awe factor. God has the power to do what he desires to do in all these things. Go with me to 2 Samuel chapter 12. I believe a helping in the mindset as we deal with illnesses and sicknesses and what is taking place, that we have a mindset as David here, knowing that his son is going to die, and he gives himself over to God and waiting for this to take place, though. And so in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16, it says, David therefore sought God on behalf of the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. And the elders of the house stood beside him to raise him from the ground, but he would not, nor did he eat food with them. And then you jump down to verse 22. After they question him, his son dies, they let him know, he can tell. He raises himself up, cleans himself, he eats. So verse 22 says, then he said, while the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who knows whether the Lord will be gracious to me that the child may live. While we deal with sicknesses and we deal with illnesses and diseases, we should be praying and giving ourselves over to God. In a mindset of, as long as we're alive, as long as we continue upon this earth, who knows what God will do? Who knows whether he will make it worse, whether he'll cure it all, whether he'll make it where it's not so bad and bearable. And so we put our trust into God and let God have control and accept whatever his will may be done. And we put our trust and faith into God. And so, if you will turn with me to James chapter 5. Now, before I get into these verses, I want to say I do fully believe, and more persuaded, this is more speaking of a spiritual sickness, but I believe it can be, you know, used for our physical sickness also. As we look at these verses, that when you sit back and think, should we pray to God, or should we call upon one another so that they'll pray for us? Why wouldn't you do that when we're physically ill also? But I believe it is more focused on the spiritualness. But I want to read these verses. It says, James 5, verse 13, it says, anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful, let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. And so, when we think about God and that he has power over all diseases and that he has healed others in the past, and I believe we can easily apply these words to our physical illness also. And the mindset of thinking, when you're sick and you're suffering, pray to God. If it gets too bad, call on your brethren, call on the elders, and let them pray for you also. Let it be known so that we can pray for one another, especially if we are spiritually sick. I want to finish off looking at Revelation 21 and in verse 4. Revelation 21 and in verse 4 it says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Again, God has the ability to wipe it all away, to make it where we do not suffer at all anymore. The ability where we feel no pain no more. And he has promised that to us if we are faithful to him. We can overcome the temptations and sin of this world. We live faithful to him and bear with the suffering that we might go through here on earth, the sickness and illness and diseases that go along with it. Then he has promised us a life where we won't have to deal with it at all. So I extend the Lord's invitation to any who need to obey, who desire to have that home in heaven where there is no disease, no illness, or to any who has obeyed the word of God and needs the prayers of the congregation. If there's anything we can do for you, will you let it be known? Stand in silence.